You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews. This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
How to get primed for Amazon Prime Day by the Wired staff. Alas, we knew this day would come. Amazon's fourth annual Prime Day sale is about to crash from the virtual sky like a meteor in Fortnite. And as of April, there are 100 million Amazon Prime members set to scoop up all the deals that land. Prime Day started innocently enough back in 2015. It was a day-long sale celebrating Amazon's 20th anniversary and a fun gift to the millions of Prime subscribers. The sale was so successful that Amazon made it an annual event, and it's been getting bigger and nuttier ever since. This year, Prime Day will stretch 36 straight hours and likely feature more deals than ever and in new categories. Amazon now owns Whole Foods and is trying to launch Twitch Prime so we can expect more food and gaming deals for starters. Here are some tips if you have something you're hoping to buy on discount. All right, first, when Prime Day starts. Prime Day kicks off on Monday, July 16th, 3 p.m. Eastern. It ends 36 hours later, which would be Wednesday, July 18th at 3 a.m. Eastern. But that's not all, though. You can expect bursts of pre-Prime Day deals from July 3rd all the way to kickoff. Amazon already has a bunch of deals on its own devices, which we're about to highlight, and more on the way. How to snag the best deals. Prime Day is basically another Black Friday for Amazon. There are deals on almost everything, but not all of them are great. But to join the deal party, you must be an Amazon Prime member. There's a one-month free trial, and students can get 6 months free and a discount, but odds are you're already on board. If not, you should know that Prime is about $10 a month if you subscribe annually and offers free two-day shipping on many items and access to the Prime video service. There are other perks like free Kindle books, and you can check them all out at Wired.com. Get your cards in order. Timing is everything. Sign up for Amazon Prime, and if you don't shop on Amazon all that often, make sure your credit card and shipping address defaults are set and that you have one-click ordering enabled. Once you add a deal item to your card, you'll have about 15 minutes to buy before it's released to another eager shopper. Set up deal alerts for particular products. If you're hoping a particular item will go on sale, there are ways to keep an eye on it. First, install the Amazon Shopping app for iPhone or Android so you can get instant notifications. Then add the items to your Amazon cart. You can save for later. Amazon should notify you if the price changes. Another way to track changes is by using CamelCamelCamel.com. It lets you search the price history of any product on Amazon and track them at a click. Better yet, if you sign up, it's free, it can import and track prices on your entire Amazon wish list. You can easily make wish lists on Amazon by clicking on the Add to List button on every product page. Track upcoming lightning deals. Lightning deals can be super stressful. It's so easy to miss them. But if you have the time to browse through deals in the morning, you can track upcoming Lightning deals using the Amazon Shopping app. Click on the hamburger icon in the upper left, then today's deals, then upcoming. You can click on the Watch This Deal button on any deal that's more than 10 minutes away to add it to your watching list. The app should then notify you the moment lightning strikes. And set up an Echo for Alexa exclusive deals. Last year, Amazon offered Alexa-only pre-Prime Day deals, and this year, it's already offering prizes to try it. If you own an Alexa device, you can set up voice purchasing. In the Alexa app on your phone, head to Settings, Accounts, and select Purchase by Voice. Early Prime Day Deals. We'll update this section as deals change, but here are a few of the early Prime Day deals Amazon has going. We'll update this list as we learn more. Product deals. Amazon Echo Show for $130 was $230. This is the Amazon Echo to buy if you want a screen, which lets you watch news updates and see lyrics to music, among other things. It's one of the best smart speakers you can buy. Amazon Tap for $85 was $130. It's not our favorite Bluetooth speaker or Alexa device, but it is a decent and cheap battery-powered Echo. Amazon Fire HD 8 Kids Edition 2-pack for $210 was $260. Amazon Echo Show plus Cloud Cam for $300 was $350. Echo Spot plus Ring Video Doorbell Pro for $278 was $380. Wired liked both of these devices. You can read our Echo Spot review. We liked it, though, since we used it next to our bed, the camera did creep us out a bit. New products are launching during Prime Day. Yes, Prime Day is so big that it's become a product launch event for electronics, baby, home and kitchen, and other items. Some products are launched and immediately on sale, which is odd, but that's Prime Day for you. Subscription deals. Free games if you subscribe to Twitch Prime. Amazon is offering a free game every day and exclusive pieces of in-game gear for those who sign up for Twitch Prime. The service gives you ad-free game watching, free channel subscriptions, and other perks. 3 months of Kindle Unlimited for $1 was $30. If you read more than one Kindle book a month, it might be cheaper to pay a $10 subscription and get access to a million of them. 3 months of Kids Free Time Unlimited for $3 was $9. This service offers more than 10,000 vetted games, movies, TV shows, and apps for a child. Expect stuff like Nickelodeon, Disney, and PBS content. This works best if you own a Fire tablet. 3 months of Audible for $5 was $45. Audible is the most comprehensive source for audiobooks and has apps for most every device. You get one free book per month with a subscription. Other stores will have sales, too. Historically, retailers like Walmart and Best Buy have gotten pretty worked up about Amazon Prime Day and offer their own defensive sales to try and steal some of Amazon's thunder. Head to this article on Wired.com to see the specific deals from Walmart, Best Buy, Microsoft, and eBay.